You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45
Hello, Alvaro.
Minutes
it's Stephen Pickford, Travel World
Radio.
The
show
Radio.
Ends at 59 minutes and 30
Good
seconds
yourself.
Past
so
the hour.
I'm just going to put
the
you on the board. You're going to hear some commercials for a couple of minutes. And then it'll be mostly Willem doing
website,
the talking because I'm losing my voice tonight.
www.twc.ca
we'll talk for around 10 minutes.
For more information.
Okay, so I'm going to put
Travel World
the
is produced
now,
in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact, and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
And welcome once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, around the world at twc.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford here in Montreal. Willem Bakst in Manassas, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. And our first guest is also here in Montreal, but in a different location. Alvaro Concha, the Trade Commissioner for Canada for the Government of Colombia, a destination that is really coming into its own over the past couple of years. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen.
Welcome to Travel World, Alvaro. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us today. You know, one of the most underrated destinations that I've ever been to, and one of the most pleasurable destinations I've been to, has been Colombia. I once went to Bogota back in 2008 and thoroughly enjoyed the experience. The people were so friendly and nice. So it's a delight to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here today.
So now, we first learned just most recently about a particular Nature Press trip that you were talking about and exploring the wonders that Colombia has as an appeal for the destination for Canadian tourists and, I mean, people around the world, obviously, too. But, you know, you don't hear much about Colombia and people don't know it. And it's one of the things that I think people should know about. So tell us a little bit about what you believe are the really nice points of Colombia that will make people want to go.
Okay, so let me start by saying that tourism in Colombia is growing at rates of 10%, or at least it's growing at three times faster than what the rest of the world is doing. So the issue of actually people noticing that Colombia is a tourist destination is growing, and it's been behaving since at least 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that way. Now, specifically in Canada, we're trying to work with the best and with the major tour operators to show to the Canadian traveler what the beauties and the wonders of Colombia and the different products and destinations that we have, and a lot of Canadians are already identifying those and finding that Colombia is not only a safe country, but it's also a very unique and very exotic destination, and it is a very different destination to what Canadians are used to do. So Colombia is there. Once again, it's growing three times faster than what the rest of the world is doing. We have over 42,000 Canadians visiting already Colombia, mainly going to cities like Cartagena, which is a UNESCO World Heritage site, or to San Andres Islands in the northern part of the country in the Caribbean, or to other destinations for the nature travelers in the coffee regions, coffee landscapes, or in the jungles of the Amazon, or in the Caribbean part of Santa Marta, which is one of the archaeological sites, which is called Lost City. So, Stephen, there's a lot of destinations and products to be discovered by Canadian travelers, and that's what we're trying to do throughout Canada, just create that awareness to the Canadian travelers and try to invite them to experience those wonderful sites that Colombia has.
Now, that's a wonderful opportunity to get down there. One of the things, now we just take a big paintbrush, and we just painted Colombia very quickly there, and you know, having been there myself at one point, I must also say, now Colombia is very, very famous for coffee, of course, and in Canada we go to Tim Hortons Donuts because Tim Horton was a famous coffee player, hockey player, coffee too. in Colombia, Juan Valdez is the commercial that they have for all the coffee, but there are actually Juan Valdez coffee shops all over Colombia, and I saw several when I was in Bogota. So that's, for starters, it's, you know, it's really there. But the other thing is, you painted the north part of the country, Cartagena, and the beautiful beaches, and of course the Caribbean side of Colombia. Now, I remember Bogota. Now, when I went there, this was even in 2008, they take security very seriously, and therefore I felt very, very safe when I went there. What I also did not expect to get, and I got when I was there, was an unexpected, very friendly welcome when I was there. In fact, it went down to the people who work in the shops. You know, I went down to a particular, particular restaurant, and the girl who was serving at the time, she was actually studying tourism. And I thought that was a wonderful thing. People are really interested in that, and people should be coming down to Colombia. In addition to that, you've got the beautiful places like Cali, Medellin, and I hope I pronounced that properly, but that's the...
That's correct.
Now, that's an interesting town, because when you look at it, it's actually spelled M-E-D-E-L-L-I-N, but it's almost pronounced inverse, like Medellin. So.
Medellin.
Medellin. Yeah. So it's one of the other places to visit. Now, of course, you've got the beach areas, and I do also remember how much I enjoyed visiting. There was Simón Bolívar Square in downtown Bogotá that I went to see, historical site. So that's just me and a very quick impression that I got when I went to Colombia. Again, what are the... So, you know, you'll have many, many Canadians and people from around the world who will fly. And do they fly in typically, do they go directly to Cartagena or do they go to Bogota or where's the main entry point?
Now, there's a direct flight. And one thing that might be useful for people to know is that Colombia is not that far away as a lot of people think it is or might think it is. So it's even closer flying Toronto to Bogota than Montreal to Vancouver. So it's around a 5.5-hour flight, direct flight with Air Canada. There are also others, it's flying directly Toronto Bogota, but there's others like Noli Tours and Transat that flies directly from Bogota, from Toronto or Montreal to Cartagena, and that's in a charter basis. So there's a lot of other options through other airlines like Copa and Avianca. Copa, you can do it through Panama, or Avianca through El Salvador. And but there's plenty of options others with to arrive into Colombia, not only mainly to Cartagena or mainly to Bogota. And if you do it through Copa or Avianca, you can connect from Panama or El Salvador throughout other cities of the country. So connections are not an issue, and you can easily go and visit our country.
That's the wonderful part there. I mean, even since I was there in 2008, it sounds like you've dramatically increased the access to Colombia so people can get there with many, many options. I mean, Air Canada direct flight, that's wonderful. I flew in by way of Miami on American Airlines. So, again, many, many ways to get in there. I flew to El Dorado Airport in Bogota.
Yes. So that Which was is a new airport. It's being renewed, and it's... Bogota Airport is one of the busiest airports there is in the region. So obviously, Colombia needed to adjust and to remodelate the airport, and you will arrive in a very high standard airport now.
For sure, they're very serious about technology. They're very serious about welcoming people. In about the 1 minute that we have left, can you give some contact information? Maybe the website to visit some. Other kind of things to increase the appeal for people who are interested in taking a vacation in Colombia?
Yes, of course. So our official webpage is colombia.travel. You will find there all the information on where to go, what to do, and what to take, and all the different products and wonders and all the different connections and useful information you will need to just see what is Colombia and what are the best times to go and to the different cities. So that's the official webpage. Obviously, you can contact us directly in ProExport Colombia. We're based in Toronto, and we have a rep also here in Montreal. And our webpage is proexportcolombia.com.co. And throughout the major tour operators.
Alvaro Concha, Colombia's Trade Commissioner for Canada, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to this week's edition of Travel World Radio. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And joining us on the line, Jed Porta, General Manager of the Migas Lodge on beautiful Sebago Lake near Portland, Maine. And as people, the season is drawing to a close, people are already starting to look at what to do next spring, summer, and fall for getaways, and no better place to go than Migas Lodge. Welcome to Travel World once again, Jed.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Well, thanks for being on our show once again. We always welcome you. This is Willem here. And Stephen told me about what a wonderful time he had when he went to the Magus Lodge. And, you know, of course, we have always had a good time every time we've gone to New England. So this is definitely no exception. Now, tell us a little bit about the vision for the Magus Lodge. Apparently, you started in 1916?
Yeah, it's a pretty unique spot. It's set on the shores of Sebago Lake, which is Maine's second largest lake, 12 miles by 8 miles. So there's a lot of water, but we're sort of nestled in a corner, protected by some islands, so it's a really neat spot. It started in 1916 as a primarily a gentleman's fishing camp, and then changed ownership. It was bought by the owners of a local girls' summer camp, and they changed the name to Magus, which is Abenaki Indian for place to steal away to rest. And it was eventually bought by my grandparents in 1968, and we really put the focus on family travel and entertaining families. We're a full American plan resort, so rates include all three meals and full use of all the activities and amenities, tennis and water skiing and canoes, kayaks, sailboats, children's programs, and so forth.
So hang on, let me get that straight. So it's almost an all-inclusive resort. You pay one price, you got your meals and all activities on property?
That's correct. Yep. The only thing it wouldn't include is beverages from the bar and if you got a massage or something like that. But we really design the experience so you arrive and, as we say, you throw your keys on the dresser and we take care of everything, all the meals, housekeeping, and so forth. And there's very little that you have to sign up for ahead of time. Almost everything is sort of first come, first serve, and there's plenty of everything for everyone. So people can be very spontaneous and decide to go for a kayak ride or go water skiing, go play tennis. You don't have to plan ahead, so I think families find a lot of value in that, not having to plan every little detail, just knowing that once they're here, everyone's going to be entertained and be able to do whatever they want, but still going to be able to come back together at mealtime and really have that quality family time, regardless of what people chose to do throughout the day.
It's a true destination to go then, because you can go there. You don't have to go visit other places. You can stay your entire time right at the lodge.
That's true. Yeah, there's other places in Maine where, especially on the coast, where you might stay at a nice place, but you're out, you're exploring the area and so forth. When people come here, many guests come for a week and they find no reason to leave the entire week.
One of the nice things, it's almost 100 years after the place started. Now, you said you had this in the family since 1968, so you're planning to pass this on to a third generation.
I'm sorry, I lost you there. Can you repeat that question?
You were mentioning to me that, of course, you've about 100 years almost that the lodge has been around, and now since having this since 1968, you're ready to pass this to a new generation.
Well, yeah, it's been exciting. I have four older brothers and sisters who've all decided to pursue other fields, but I enjoyed hospitality and I stuck with it, and there's nothing I'd rather do. It's a great place to be able to come to work every day, that's for sure.
That's what makes it a labor of love, and that's what also makes a destination something truly enjoyable to be at, you know, because you're doing this because you love it, because you want to be there, and that's what we like when we go on a place at Travel World.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's certainly a labor of love for me, and I'm fortunate to have an incredible management team with me here that's 10 or 12 people deep, and they've all been here anywhere from 7 or 8 up to 25, or even our executive chef has been here for 30 years. So I have to believe that it's truly a labor of love for them as well, or else they wouldn't be able to put as much as they do into it, which, again, we're very lucky to have.
Yeah, it's kind of well known that when people do things from the heart, you get that little bit of extra that you just can't get any other way. And, you know, it says something about a place when people have been there for, you know, that many years. I mean, in this revolving door that is typical of the hotel industry, to hear that somebody's been at a property for 10 or more years, that really says something not only about the company, but about the people who work there.
I'd like to think so. We are very lucky that we have a lot of families that are guests that have been coming for many, many years, and they come year after year, and they come their same week and so forth, and they see the same people every year, the same other guests. But I also think they look forward to coming back and seeing those same faces working here. That really allows them to have sort of that personalized and experience that, you know, feels like you're right at home. You're right where, you know, the place that's your own. And so, yeah, I think the ability of our staff and the longevity they've been here and what they put into it really takes that guest experience to the next level.
It certainly can be, a wonderful homey type of a feeling. I mean, there's these repeat guests, and they know the staff, and they know the other people, so it can feel like a home away from home. And then you don't even need to, you don't even stay on the property. Apparently, now Steve was telling me that you can order yourself a boxed lunch to go and then explore the surrounding areas.
Some people certainly, you can take a box lunch, and some people might go on a hike nearby, or they might take, we do have a private island that we take our guests out to on Wednesdays for lunch, but a lot of people go out there on their own, and they'll take a box lunch with them on the other days. Some people just take a box lunch, and they go back to their cottage and sit on the porch and enjoy the lake views there. So, occasionally some people might head off the property, but not too frequently.
Now, because it's an all-inclusive destination, the meals, of course, they're included with your rate, but you don't need to make a destination, a reservation. You can actually just go there, sit down, your table's ready for you, and then have your meal.
That's true. When you're a guest here, you have your own table in the dining room. So there's meal times, meal periods, and you can come in any time during that meal period, and your table will be waiting for you. And you'll have the same service team the whole week, so you'll really get to know the waiters and waitresses who are taking care of you. And then there's a lot of meal options. We serve lunch outside every day during the summertime, and occasionally in the fall. We have Friday night lobster bakes, and then our five-course dinner every night in the dining room as well.
That sounds absolutely...
Lots of different menu choices and environments in which to eat.
Steve was telling me about the great selection that he was enjoying when he was there, and he loved the chairs that are out on the balcony that he could relax on, and that's something I can definitely relate to.
Our guests love to gather before dinner out on the front porch and terrace. It's quite a spot, great views of the lake, usually a nice little afternoon breeze coming through, and we're fortunate that we look west over towards the White Mountains, so we get some pretty spectacular sunsets across the lake and behind the mountains.
That is something. Now, in addition to the lodge, now you have how many individual cottages at the Migas Lodge?
Yeah, our accommodations are primarily individual cottages, one bedroom, one bath, up to five bedroom, five bath, and then we do have six studio units upstairs in the main lodge. So with all those, we certainly cater to a lot of couples, even individuals, but especially in the summertime, it's a lot of families. If you see a child running around, chances are their grandparents are around somewhere as well. So all different shapes and sizes in the cottages, some larger families, and we have many families, 12, 15, upwards of 20 people sometimes here. Sometimes they like to pile into bigger cottages, and other times they sort of spread out and each have their own cottage. Depends on the family.
We have about 30 seconds left. I'll just get into the other thing. So, yeah, I mean, you have some great privacy when you're there. You've got some camaraderie. It sounds like, you know, almost like a cottage that people can dream of. They can go to this place. They can, you know, typical stay is a week over at the Migas Lodge. And
it is in the summertime, certainly, yep.
And then you also have, a place for taking care of the children, a supervised children's program. We do have to wrap up right now, but I do want to thank you, Jed. Thank you so much for being back on the Travel World Radio Show with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Migas Lodge, out on beautiful Lake Sebago, or Sebago Lake, in Maine. This is Will and Back, it's Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to Travel World Radio across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. On the line with us now is Natalie Beauchamp, the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Fairmont Chateau Montebello Hotel in Montebello, Quebec, halfway between Montreal and Ottawa, a place that I always love going back to because I went to school in Montebello and it always has a lot of pleasant and happy memories. Welcome to Travel World, Natalie.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the Chateau Montebello. Willem is going to be on the line with me as well because I'm about to lose my voice. But, you know, tell us about what's coming up in the months ahead. The fall festivals and the holiday time is also great at the Chateau Montebello.
Certainly. Right now we're right in the middle of colors, so the leaves are turning, there's colors, it's beautiful outside, so it's really a good time to come to Montebello, and we do have a fall package, as a matter of fact, that's available on weekdays until December 19, and it starts at $149, including credits, a $25 credit for food and beverage, or for a round of golf until next week, or for a spa. So that's one event that is available throughout. And following that, in November, we do have our wine festival that we do every year. It is a weekend starting November 14 until November 16, and it's a full weekend for two, including seminars, cocktails, food and wine pairing, and we do have wineries coming, five wineries every year that come and present their wine. So it's quite a nice event, intimate. We usually do not accept more than 100 people total to that event, so it's quite nice to be at the resort for that event.
It's so relaxing at Montebello. You can do as much or as little as you want. But it's like stepping back in time, but you've got all the modern upgraded amenities, but it is like you're going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, when going to a resort in the country was a very special thing.
Yeah, that is so true. We do have a super path around the property, which is about 4.7 kilometers. So just walking around the trail, and specifically right now with the colors, is just beautiful. And then you walk by the river. So it really is peaceful. It's very, very nice.
You've got the benches outside by the water, so you can just... Something about sitting by the water and reading, it just comes all together as relaxation moment.
Absolutely. So I'm not even sure I want to talk to you about Christmas now, do I?
Well, Christmas is always great because I have people I've talked to at my church that, oh, we go to Montebello every year at Christmas because, again, it's a magical, especially if the snow has fallen, it's a magical place as well. With the logs covered in snow and the pine trees, it's like a Christmas of yesteryear.
Yeah, exactly. So after the wine festival, obviously our next big event is Christmas, and spending three nights around that holiday is just really out of this world. That package is called our Country Christmas Package, and it starts on December 23rd, and a lot of families come every year. They come, they stay, they leave, and they book again for the year after. It's such a traditional event, because in Montebello, we have the real Santa Claus, I'm sure. I mean, there's only one place he gets invited everywhere, but there's only one place he accepts, and it's at Montebello.
Yes, once the Eaton department store closed down, then he had to relocate.
Exactly. So every year, that's the place he comes to and to relax. And then all the kids that are staying at the hotel, well, they're lucky. They get to see the real Santa Claus come out of our really big chimney in the lobby so they can get a gift. So it really is. We still have a few rooms available every year. At this time, we're about, I would say, 80% sold for Christmas. So we do still have availability. So now is still the right time to book this three-night package, which starts at $889 per person for the stay based on double occupancy.
I think Willem has a few questions, too, because he's been to Montebello a few times as well, and we ate there, and he strolled the grounds together.
I strolled the grounds. But it sounds like you've done all the seasons and Christmas done fun. I mean, the last times I was out at Montebello, I mean, it was barely from the CP Hotels days, so there have been quite a few changes and upgrades to the property.
Yes, we've added a spa. So we now have a full service spa. which has been added in 2006, and offers 8 treatment rooms. We have manicure and pedicure station. And then in 2009, we've also added another meeting room for larger events. We do host a lot of conventions during the year. So that room can hold up to 350 people for banquets. So definitely lots of additions to the property. And we're also, I mean, we didn't talk about that, but we are the only, we offer Land Rover Experience Driving School, and this is the only area in Canada where you can have that experience.
Yes, I saw some of the cars sitting out there, and they look quite interesting to take that experience.
Exactly. And this is, it's year-round now. It used to be that it was available from April to November, but since last year, it's open even during winter. So if you come for Christmas, for example, you can also add that as an activity.
So tell me a little bit about the Land Rover driving experiences, because, I mean, it's not just a driving school, but are there obstacles? Is it skid control? Is it just, you know, take the car out for a spin? Tell me a little bit about this, because it sounds rather intriguing.
Yes, the Land Rover activity is very different. It's not the typical driving on just a road. It's done at Kenak Nature, and then it is a full obstacle course where you you drive on deep descents and then in water. I've tried it myself, and then in some instances, you're only on two wheels. So it really is showing you what the car can do in very, very difficult terrain condition. So it's quite interesting. So it's not you're not racing at all. You're just driving very slowly because the obstacles are quite difficult, but it really, and anybody can do it, women or men. And there's an instructor with you, so you're always with someone in the vehicle, so you really can appreciate what the car can do.
So it's like an experience if you wanted to experience off-roading. Like, I know some people who have these monster trucks, and they'll go into the mud bogs and so on. This is something you can do with an instructor if you're not sure, if you've never done it. It sounds like something, I was about to say, it'll prepare you for driving in Montreal's rush hour, because I know what the roads are like there. But overall, it sounds like something that would appeal to somebody who really wanted to try one of these off-road type courses.
Yes, and this is the only area in Canada that can do it. There's no other places.
So there you go. The Chateau Montebello is the destination if you want to take. So in addition to the appeal of the property itself, I mean, it's like they had to add to it. You know, why do we have to add to it? It's a great property in its own right. And the quality of the meals that are served.
Oh, yes, the great, great meals. I mean, start your day off with that breakfast buffet. That'll do you the whole day.
That is so true. We offer also, obviously, we have our full dining room, but we also offer a bistro 7 days a week that can offer a different meal, a more bistro-type meal. So there is for every type. If you want to have a more formal dinner, then you go to our dining room, and then otherwise you go to our bistro. And in summer, we offer outdoor barbecue as well.
You can have food at any time of the day. It's not just at particular times. Now, you have your set meal times, I would imagine, right?
That's right. We offer another thing that we're really famous for is our Sunday brunch. Sunday brunch is really a tradition at our hotel, and we have people from Ottawa and Montreal coming just for the day, just to enjoy the Sunday brunch. We have two seatings, one at 11:30, one at 1:30. So a lot of people will do that because they can also enjoy our path that I was talking to you about, just walking around if they want to maybe use our pool or the spa. So a lot of families will do that. They'll make it a full day activity, coupled with a meal.
That sounds like a real destination, and it's worth mentioning. This is within drive distance of both Ottawa and Montreal. And it's a beautiful, picturesque destination in beautiful Montebello, Quebec, right by the Ottawa River. That's the Chateau Montebello. Thank you for joining us. This is Willem Backus on Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio across America via satellite, around the world at TWC.ca. Stephen Pickford in Montreal. Willem Back is in Washington, D.C. And our next topic, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, but it's well worth reminding some of our listeners about soldier sauce, a way to help the troops serving overseas, Americans and Canadians, doing their best and serving our nations. Brave men, brave women, And Petra Frazier joins us on the line from Massachusetts with her unique barbecue sauce fundraising promotional idea. Welcome to Travel World, Petra.
Well, thank you, everyone. How are you tonight?
Doing great. Well, I could do better. My voice is fading, so I will let Willem conduct most of the interview. But I know when we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, Sean Kovacs took the hot sauce with him, and boy, he was a big, big fan of that. And I keep getting messages from him on Facebook saying, boy, was that tasty. So
that's good.
So welcome to Travel World, Petra. It's good to have you back on with us. One of the interesting points that I took away from the last interview with regards to soldier sauce, this is in addition to like an excellent food product and great hot sauce, which we'll get into, it is a great way for people to give back insofar as, you know, we've got our men and women overseas defending our country and all that, you know, patriotism stuff, Canada, U.S. Equally. And, you know, these are people who definitely could use, you know, a helping hand. So this is a great way for you to give back to the people. So now you made this great hot sauce and it was awesome. The family said, make more of that. And you decided to turn that into a business, but also to do a little bit of giving back. So tell me a little bit about how you started the company and who you support.
How we started the company was actually just making barbecue sauce at home. It's actually an old family recipe. I grew up just outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and my grandparents and my mother always made barbecue sauce. So when I moved down into the United States for work, met my husband now, who is a two-time Iraq vet, still active in the Massachusetts National Guard, we had friends over, and I would make barbecue sauce. Well, it became a standing joke that we just called it soldier sauce. So that's kind of how the whole concept was born with the name. Now, when I lost my job in June, I was still doing soldier sauce and everyone had rave reviews. And I thought, you know what, let's do something and give back with this. We already coined the phrase. We had some organizations that we had already supported personally, and we figured let's take this to the next level to ensure that when, you know, these soldiers, whether men or women, come back from deployment, there's something for them. It's very difficult for a lot of these soldiers to reintegrate into society, whether it be PTSD, you know, issues just with civilian life again, physical ailments, things like that. And there really isn't really solid support systems for the troops when they come home, and especially their families. So what we've done is not only continue with the soldier sauce, which is the barbecue sauce. We've branched into the Blaze of Glory, which is the hot sauce that everyone's raving about at the station. And we just launched in August a marinade or dressing we call Standing Orders. So with all of that, we've gone into a partnership with an organization called Project Sanctuary. And they're in the Midwest. Out of Colorado, Oklahoma, things like that. And what they do is a retreat for military veterans and their families when they come back in. They have an excellent success rate. They've had no suicides because we are in an age right now where we are seeing almost 22 suicides a day of military veterans, as well as their marriage rate. Keeping marriages together is very, very high, where in a military family, the rates of divorce are extremely high. So by working with the veterans and veterans' families doing these retreats and supporting them afterwards, we're donating up to 10% of our profits to Project Sanctuary.
And it's a great way of saving lives. Good Lord. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to, you know, this thing about suicides. You don't often think of, you know, self-inflicted death. I mean, you go out there and you battle the bad guys and you come home after saving all that. But, you know, it's true. PTSD and there are things you see in combat that you just can't possibly think of. And then not to belabor that, because, you know, we want to talk about the wonderful work you're doing. In reality, the places that you're giving back to are literally saving lives and saving marriages because it helps people cope.
Yeah, they do. They're doing phenomenal work. Another good thing is we actually, probably some people north of the border wouldn't know of her, but Jamie Tate is a country music artist out of Nashville, and she's actually done a lot of things with the USO and other organizations, and she's come on board to endorse Silver South and work with us. So what we will be doing, actually, hopefully in May, is a concert, a military concert event out in Colorado Springs, which we're trying to put together right now with a few other artists, hopefully some nice big names. And we'd like to approach, you know, the Army, Navy, football teams, things like that, do some tailgating, just to make it light of the fact that with everything going on in the world right now, there's imminent deployment. There's still troops overseas. There's still troops coming home. And they need a place to come back and say, I feel like I'm at home. So what we've done, even just in the state of Massachusetts, is a lot of events for military organizations. We're doing a Veterans Expo this week. We're doing a 5K Wounded Veteran Run on Sunday. Whatever I can get into to raise awareness of not only Project Sanctuary, but, you know, our products and what we're trying to do. I think a lot of people, I don't want to say have forgotten that there's still people over there, but it's not as prevalent in the news, therefore it's at the back of their minds. And we need to really keep that at the forefront of the topic with a lot of conversations and in society to say, hey, there's still people out there that need you.
Yeah, you know, at least that it's not so that people take it as for granted or trite almost, you know. It's something that people still need help, and these are our, you know, our fellow, I have body for what you're doing.
Hello? Gentlemen, I think I lost you.
No, where are we? The end is near music. It's actually kind of a silly joke. Yeah.
Well, hopefully not for any more veterans. The end will not be near. So,
thanks to your projects and your help with Project Sanctuary, I think it's rather aptly named. Help people feel safe. And maybe you'll send me and Linda, my wife, out to Colorado Springs. We honeymooned in Divide, Colorado, so we have a special affinity for the place.
We'll keep you updated on all of our progress.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming on once again. We do really enjoy helping support this initiative that you're doing because it helps everybody. So thanks for coming on the show with us, Petra.
And how can people get some more information?
You can go to our website, which is www.soldiersauce.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/militarysauce. And we're also on Twitter, @soldiersauce.
Plenty of ways to get information and to get your own soldier sauce and help make a difference for the men and women who are coming back home having served overseas to protect our liberties.
So eat well, eat tasty, and save a life at the same process. I think everybody wins with this one. So Petra Fraser, Soldier Sauce, thank you for joining us once again on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus in Washington, D.C., with Stephen Pickford in Montreal. Thanking everybody for joining us once again. Happy traveling, everybody.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.